This is Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE, Charlotte's NPR news source. The Avett Brothers is perhaps the most influential band to launch out of the Charlotte area. The two brothers, Scott and Seth, grew up in Concord, and their distinct mix of folk and punk rock music have earned them critical acclaim and an international following. This is a recording of one of their earliest performances from outside a wine bar in North Charlotte, where they used to play in the early 2000s as a relatively unknown band. It was at that same wine bar where they were discovered by another Concord native, Dolph Ramser, who went on to become the band's manager. In this excerpt from WFAE's Southbound podcast, Ramser talks with host Tommy Tomlinson about that first time meeting the young musicians.
So when you first saw the Avetts, had you heard of them before, or was that...
So my mother told me about them because an article was written in the Independent Tribune, Concord's local newspaper. Then David Childress told me about them, and he told me they were from Kannapolis. Now, if you're from Concord, Kannapolis and Gastonia are kind of neck and neck. Now, if you're from Kannapolis, I would think you probably think Gastonia and Concord or neck and neck, and then if you're from Gastonia, you probably think, well, we're better than Concord and Kannapolis.
Wherever you stand, you're looking down, right?
Yeah. So when he told me that, I was, oh man. I went to go see them at the Wine Vault, which is a block away from where we're talking, and we watched the Avett Brothers together, and I remember it was part folk, part punk rock. And everybody had a smile on their face, and the guys were a little ragged, but there was something there. And I can't put my finger on it then. I still can't put my finger on it. And I went home and told my wife, I can't really tell you what I even saw tonight, but you got to see them. They just had it.
So did you approach them that night, or when was the first time actually talked to them?
Yeah, I sent them an email, which I think Scott got, and Scott wrote me back and told me we're playing here at the Wine Vault. So I went up there. I did introduce myself to the guys, but just briefly. We talked just a second.
So what was your pitch to the Avetts as to what y'all would do to you?
Yeah, I really wish I had those emails because I would be anxious to see kind of what they said. I just kind of recall that I was from Concord. I've got a record label, and I'm trying to find acts, and I've heard great things about y'all. And they had made a record, but they were actually going to sign with another label out in North Carolina. So they told me that. And I told them, well, if you ever need any help or anything I can do for you, just let me know. And for whatever reason, that didn't pan out. I think that other label wanted them to re-record some of the songs. And then they reached back out to me and said, hey, would you still be up to working together? And I said, sure.
I remember seeing you guys at Puckett's in Charlotte one time, and you were there with a briefcase with CDs in it.
Yeah.
And that was fairly early in the game.
Yeah, that was early on. That would have been 2003.
Yeah. So... at what point along there did you realize there was kind of something maybe happening?
Well, it's a good question. I guess early on I did take a CD over to John Hancock. And, John is left to center in a lot of things. And luckily, and he saw something in the guys as well. And he took us up on a chance to get us on WBT. Now, I grew up, again, in this region, and to me, WBT was like the beacon. Even though they don't really play music, they haven't in maybe 30 years now, that was the station. So that was one of the first things I did. And John definitely gave some positive feedback, had us on, and that was big. I remember that was like I could just tell, and I remember telling my wife, like, all these small little victories that we were having, and they were tiny little victories. I remember once we sold like 300 tickets at the neighborhood theater, or 400 or so, and it was like we won the Super Bowl. That was such a big moment, just to sell that many tickets. And I felt like we can do this, you know, around America.
And that's Dolph Ramsor, manager of the Ava Brothers, talking with Tommy Tomlinson on WFAE's podcast, Southbound. The full episode is released this Wednesday.